Okay, please bear with me. Here's Charlie now.
Hey, thanks for holding. My name is Charlie. Am I speaking with Sabrina?
Yes, hi.
Hey, Sabrina, how's it going in your neck of the woods?
Good. How are you?
Awesome. It's going fantastic. Thanks for asking. Just getting the notes here from Rachel. You guys have submitted out to Google. You guys are just having a tough time getting verified. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Let me see here.
I've made some changes.
Okay. Go ahead. You have made some changes?
I made some changes. So I took Elvis is now the sole owner of the Google business because they had his personal on there. And, so I removed that, and now it's just one Gmail account. And then his business is listed as, like, a storefront, but it's a service-based. So I switched that as well. So, like, his address was on there.
Listed.
So it looks like, yeah, so it looked like a storefront, but he doesn't do business at his location. And so I switched it to, he has his service areas up, and now it's like service-based. So I think that's what the confusion was.
Okay, and so you guys were already verified, and then they took it down? Is that my
understanding? No.
From what you're saying here?
No. He tried to get verified, but it didn't work because I think the way the Google Business account was set up, like I said, it was like because he entered in the address, it showed that like they had a storefront, but plumbing is a service-based company, so.
Right. Well, I mean, even so, they're going to verify you based off of the address anyway, so I understand. His plumbing company is a service base. He's going to people's houses. He's not bringing toilets home and fixing them. So they do need him to verify his address there. So with us, we would have to just do like, you could have your address on there. Google's not going to say, hey, because you have your address, we're not going to verify you.
Well, that's what they did because, I get that you can still enter in your services, but like they have three different categories.
Sure.
And, if you put your address there, it's considered like
a storefront.
When you verify,
Right.
And so it's not service based, so then they said that like it's a misrepresentation of information. And
okay.
Also like, because there was more than one account on the Google thing, which I removed, the marketing people and Tim, like his personal, because there's no reason.
Right.
And I entered in the location and the time. But I guess that they need to verify the address, but like that was part of it.
Sure.
Only because he doesn't have when he did the video, it's like you don't have a physical location, so you can't tell your customers you're working out of there, but you're not. If you work out of your home, it's like it's a different process. So,
right, and so we work with service-based companies across the United States. So we're proficient in getting people verified without a storefront. I mean, that's just how we do it. So we'll be able to help you guys walk through that process so the verification gets done correctly. And that way you guys can get your Google Business profile up and running. And then we actually do the programming as well. Does he have anything set up? I mean, I know I see he has like a Yelp page. He also has a Home Advisor by Angie's. Are you guys utilizing those things at the moment, or it's just kind of like word of mouth?
Word of mouth. I did the ads on Yelp, and I did, there's ads on Nextdoor as well.
Yes.
That he's paying for. And
how are those working for you?
Not really well.
Yeah.
Like Nextdoor, there's nothing. And
right.
Then Yelp, there's some leads which started coming in yesterday and today, but people are flaky as usual. But
yeah.
So.
Yeah. So all these third-party companies are great, but they all utilize Google. So, like, for Yelp, yeah. I don't know if you're doing, like, a pay-per-lead service there or if you're doing just, like, a flat monthly rate. But how it works there is what they'll do is they'll say, like, 10 of the best plumbers in Las Vegas, right? And then at that point, they would click that, and that lead would get vetted to you, but also to other places, so other people that are utilizing the same service you are. What we do is we'll help you get verified, and then we'll list you there as an independent company on the first page of Google. Now, we do a paired service, though. So this is where it's beneficial. We will actually run a retargeting campaign through Facebook. So anytime somebody searches for, like, plumbers near me or anything like that, it retargets those specific people in those areas that you guys are wanting to find work in. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
exactly. And so, like, it's... Yeah. And so, like, it's a lot cheaper for business owners because at the end of the day, it's set at a flat monthly rate. We don't charge you per lead, per call, per job. So whether you guys are getting, 10 emergency jobs or if you guys are getting 100 calls with people that are needing the services that he provides, it's always set at that flat rate. You never have that roller coaster of, some months it's higher than the other. It's always set at the bottom of that flat rate for profits to be better for you guys at the end of the day. Yeah, it's a fixed rate. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. Yes. So let me get to that here. So I know Rachel, she had mentioned that you guys are pretty new. You guys are just 2 months in. Is that correct? I'm sorry, you sound really far.
Sorry, it's like a month or so.
Okay, a month or so. Okay, so good. So we do what's called a new in business credit here. So it's just to help you guys, especially with the problems that you've had, to get your foot in the door with Google. So we do what's called a reduced pricing. Typically for something like this, for established businesses, it runs you north of like $599 month to month with a $299 setup fee. For you guys, what I'm able to do is I'm able to bring you guys on at just a flat rate of $249 month to month. There is a one-time setup fee of just $99 that's going to cover the programming. But the first month would be $348, and then it would be $249 month to month after that. No contracts, okay?
Okay. So it's $250 plus $99.
For the first month, yes. So the first month would be $348, and then it would go $249, therefore, after that. And then reason why Rachel reached out, because we are Google Premier Channel Partner, so we have to follow Google's rules as well. So once we actually have a company that we're working with, we cannot work with another company who does the same thing you do. So we do close out the listing. We will, that ensures that you won't share your position with anybody at the same time. You're not going to show your customers because it's going to be a direct call service into you guys. And I'm sure you're aware of that by utilizing Google yourself, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. Now, for something like this, do you make those decisions? Does Elvis make those decisions? Or how does it work for you guys? I'm sorry. We can't hear you again.
Yeah. I don't know how to avoid that, but yeah, I just texted him the 348, right?
Uh-huh. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then 249 every month after.
Yeah, and we take care of the Facebook retargeting campaigns, so we allocate $100 to your campaign. You guys don't have to pay in addition to that, all right? So it's always set at that budget for you guys.
Okay, I'm explaining it to him.
No worries.
So you guys do Facebook ads and retargeting?
We do the retargeting Facebook ads, yes.
And do you do, like, the how do you, like, get on the yes front page of Google?
So we're going to do it based off of his keywords, search terms,
right,
most popular search terms in the area, and then based off of his services that he provides. So if he's doing just maintenance, we don't want him to get a call for installation, right? If he's doing emergency calls, we want to make sure he gets those emergency calls.
Well, he'll
as
be
well.
Doing all of those, so
okay.
I understand what you're saying. Like,
yeah.
I don't know, I have a background in marketing, so.
Oh, there you go.
I understand. I'm just, I thought you guys do something different than other, like, what's the norm, but, like, that's fine. I'm just trying to, like, let him know.
Yeah, so with the Google Channel partner, like for most people that don't have the partnership, it usually takes anywhere from 3 to 6 months to get on the first page of Google for all the services that you, somebody provides. For a Google Channel partner, it only takes about 45 days to 60 days. But that's why we utilize the Facebook retargeting campaigns, because those are up and running within 7 to 14 days in front of your customers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Awesome. So what's the next step here? Are we just waiting for his confirmation there, or do we go
yes,
through?
Sir.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. Hold on. Hold on.
No worries. Take your time.
I figured it'll be easier instead of like you guys calling him than
no. Yeah, no worries, it's okay. And you guys are located at, or his location is the 7251 Westlake Med Boulevard, Suite 300,
yeah,
Las Vegas.
Yeah, it's Lake Mead Boulevard. It's a virtual office.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. So for Google itself, they don't allow virtual offices or PO boxes. We would have to PIN verify him with his home address. But again, we're going to hide that, but we'll be able to get him verified with the home address. So the only thing that will pop up is Las Vegas and the zip code on his Google Business
okay,
profile.
Okay, because right now, what's it called? Right now, he's considered service-based, so he doesn't need to provide an address at all.
It's to verify. You have to, yeah. So Google has to have a verification to ensure that he's a local business owner. You're not like a robot with a PO box. So that's one of their biggest rules. So when you have a PO box for an address or like a virtual, they don't accept those. It's just to verify his company. That's all it is. It's not to put it in front of his customers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're going to go through with the payment.
Okay. Sure. For the Google Business Profile, it's Uncle ES Plumbing, correct?
Yeah, UncleESPlumbing@gmail.com.
Okay. But that's the name of the company. That's what's going to showcase on Google itself. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
But at gmail.com, thank you for giving me that, because that would have been my next question. gmail.com. Okay.
It's all lowercase, too.
Yeah. All right. You guys are Pacific Standard Time. Perfect. Okay. And then what's the address? What's his home address? Because I know he's working from there. Again, like I said, that's just to help you guys get verified. Yeah.
10209.
So 10209.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Dove, D-O-V-E.
Mm-hmm.
Row, R-O-W, Avenue. Las Vegas, Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
89166.
Okay. Perfect. And then for the business phone number to for your customers to contact you guys is the 516-673-8000. 8546 a good number for your customers to contact you guys?
No, that's my phone number. Okay. I'll give you the business phone number.
Okay. I'm ready whenever you are.
702.
Mm-hmm.
286.
Mm-hmm.
66.
Mm-hmm.
83, but let me double check.
Okay. I'll read it back to you when you have the number there so that way we can confirm.
For some reason, that number just doesn't stick in my head. I always doubt myself.
The only phone number,
it's
I mean,
easy,
with...
but I'm like, why? I think
yeah,
it's the sixes, second.
The three sixes and the two eights, yeah. I only know two phone numbers, and that's mine and my mother's because we've had those phone numbers forever. Everything else is like, I have a phone for that. So,
yeah, it's exactly. Funny. Like, I don't need to use brain space.
Right?
It takes too much.
So 702-286-6683, correct?
Yep, that's right.
Okay, perfect. And then, so his name is going to be Elvis, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And then what's his last name?
Alarcon?
Can you spell it?
A-L-A-R-C-O-N. I'm not sure.
A-L-A-R.
Do you need, like, what's on his license, like his business, or, like?
Not at the moment.
Do you have, like,
so
a middle
we'll
name
do.
And, like...
Yeah, so it would just be whatever's on his, the card itself. That's what it would be. So
the
it would
business?
Just. The business. Yeah, the business card. Whatever that reads, that's the only thing that we would need because it's going to come in
oh,
as a business receipt.
Yep, that's it.
Okay. And so I'm going to put your name on here as well, just so that way, because I'm pretty sure you're going to be handling most of the stuff with us. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm just going to put your name as well. So it's going to have Elvis and Sabrina on here. And then
okay.
That way, when you call in, they're not like, oh, you're not authorized. I want to make sure that you're authorized as well on
right.
Here too. So last name I have is the A-L-A-R-C-O-N, correct?
Yeah, C-O-N, N is as in Nancy.
Okay, perfect. Okay. And then you guys are targeting all of Las Vegas, is that correct?
Yeah, Las Vegas, Henderson.
Henderson?
Blue Diamond, and Boulder City.
Boulder City. Okay, perfect. And then what's going to be your guys' operational hours? Are you guys Monday through Sunday 24/7 with emergency calls, or do you guys...
Yeah, 24/7 for emergency calls and 7 to 10 p.m. We put 7 to 10 p.m., but technically it's 24 hours because of emergency service.
Okay, perfect. And then that's Monday through Sunday, I'm guessing.
Mm-hmm.
So, question, do you want it to read as 7 to 10 p.m. or do you want it to read as 24 hours?
7 to 10.
Okay.
But we'll advertise for 24.
We'll put in there as well, like as the descriptions, 24-hour emergency services. So we'll have the store hours,
okay.
And then we'll be able to have that on there as well, too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. And then, okay, so let me see here. My tech team is going to reach out to you. This is going to be an onboarding call. They're going to verify everything is correct as well as help you walk you guys through that process of getting verified. When is the best time for them to reach out to you? So I have availability here at 2 p.m. today and also 3 p.m. today if that's available for you guys. If not, I can do it as early as tomorrow morning as well. It's really up to you and what your guys' availability is, though.
3 p.m.?
Today would be good?
Yeah.
Okay.
What
perfect.
Time is it where you are at right now?
It's 3 p.m. We're on the same schedule.
Oh, okay.
We're right here in Orange County, California. So we're not too far. We're only about...
I'm on the East Coast, so that's why.
Oh, okay. So
I'm in New York.
Okay, gotcha. So it
would be in Las Vegas. Yeah.
Gotcha. So then it would be 7 p.m. your time, if that works for you.
Okay, that's perfect. That would be 4 p.m. Well, no, you're in California, so yeah, okay.
I'm sorry, it would be 6 p.m. Eastern time. Yeah, so we're in California, so it'd be 6 p.m. our time. Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
An alarm?
Okay.
Yeah. I haven't slept in like 2 days, so I've been working on stuff for the business. I need a nap.
Yeah, I hear you on that one, especially with the business stuff. And, you know, with the Google stuff, it's hard because at the same time, too, it's, like, frustrating when you guys aren't getting verified. So, like I said, we're going to help you guys out, and then we're going to put this to bed so that way you guys can get verified and you guys can start populating in that Las Vegas area. So to secure the listing here, Sabrina, are you using a business credit card or a debit card? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a business card.
Okay. And then what does it read on the business card? Does it just have Uncle E.S. Plumbing or?
You can use his name.
Okay.
Or the Uncle E apostrophe S Plumbing in all caps is what it says.
Okay. And then is the billing address to the 10209 Dove Row Avenue?
Yeah.
Okay. And then the zip code is the 89166, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And then the card?
To double check because he had just moved there.
Uh-huh.
I have self-trust issues with what? Okay, yeah, 10209. Numbers are just very...
No, it's okay. And then the card itself, is it a Master, Visa, Discover, or American Express?
I'm not sure. It's Wells Fargo.
So it's probably a Visa.
Yeah, I don't think it's a Master.
Yeah,
definitely not.
Wells Fargo's. It does. I mean, I know the Visas start in the number 4. Is it a number 4 or is it a number 5? Okay,
it's Visa.
Okay. Well, I'm ready whenever.
The front of the car. He just sent me a picture of the back. So.
Okay. Well, I'm ready whenever are. For the card number itself.
Okay. Cool. So it's 4259.
Uh huh.
0840.
Uh huh.
0540.
Uh-huh.
1900.
Okay. And I'm going to read this back to you, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. I got 4259-0840-0540-1900.
Yep.
Okay. And then the expiration date?
4/28.
Okay, and then the security code on the back.
774.
Okay. Now, I'm going to set up a security question here for you guys. You know, Elvis obviously is an authorized user here, so what I'm going to do is set the security question so either if he calls in or you call in, we'll always ask him. So just make sure to text him like, hey, the security question for the account here at Local Splash is going to be, you know, the answer is, the question is this, the answer is this. That way there's no confusion either, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I got three names or three questions. You can have one of them. I have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like?
What was the second question?
City you were born in.
Crap.
Do you want to do first pet's name?
I'll do his mother's maiden name.
Okay, mother's maiden name. And what's mom's maiden name?
It'll be the easiest one out of the two because he's born in Puerto Rico, but I don't know where. And then I don't know his first pet's name, but I know my first pet, but he won't remember that. So.
Yeah. He was born in Puerto Rico. Awesome. My grandma's from Puerto Rico.
Oh, nice. I don't know where. I forgot, honestly.
Yeah. I know my grandma's from a small town, so she came over when she was like 17 or something like that.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Well, while we wait for him there, I'm going to do the voice verification, okay, for it. And then when he gives us that answer, I'll put it in for you as well there too, okay?
It's Nieves. Okay, so I think that's her last name. So do you want, like, her first and last name? Or like?
No, it's okay if it's just her last name. That's fine. Because he'll probably say, oh, it's, you know, the first name and last name. But once you say the last name,
you're
fine. Yeah,
he just said Nieves. So it's N as in Nancy.
Mm-hmm.
I, E, V as in Victor. Mm-hmm. E, S as in Sam.
Okay. Let me put this in here for him. They do not let me see it, so I had to spell it right, and I had to put it in twice, so.
Yeah, that's like Apple ID. Yeah. I have to see the password. It's like, how do I know if I got it right? And then
right.
I had to do that like 8 times. It was like very, very discouraging.
Yes. So, but we have it here now, so it is all set in there, so you guys are good. I'm going to walk you through just a voice verification. This is just to go over the agreement with us. This is also going to be an added form of protection for you guys. And then I'm also going to give you our customer service number, and I'm also going to give you my direct line here too. So you have two numbers for us, okay?
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Uncle E's Plumbing.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Sabrina Jagannath, administrator.
Awesome. And then you are authorized to enter this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes.
Awesome. And then you're authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Awesome. Sabrina, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from us and not another company. So that's going to be Mom's maiden name, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. Do you guys agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from us here at Local Splash?
What kind of phone calls?
Just updates. We're not going to bombard you, but it's updates on the Google Business profile
yes.
and
yes,
stuff like that. Yeah. Yeah.
I thought I was like, damn, I'm like, oh my God, no, can't.
No. This is going to be strictly for what we have already done, what we're doing, how we're working on it, stuff like that. I have a customer service number here for you. I'm going to give it to you. Do you have a pen and paper you can write it down, or you want to open up your phone book
I'll
and put
it in? To him.
Okay. I'm ready whenever you are. You ready?
Okay. Ready.
Okay. It's 877-635-6225. That's our customer service. Okay. Now, my name is Charlie.
Yeah.
To get a hold of me, you can do the same number there with my extension is 203. So if Elvis or you need to get a hold of me as well, you want to change something or add something, you can absolutely call me as well too, okay?
Okay, got it. Thank you, Charlie. I appreciate it.
Perfect. No problem. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
What do you mean by that?
So basically, we just want to be on the same page here. We don't want to step on anybody's toes, but we also don't want you to be repeating yourself or paying for the same thing. So we're going to be helping you with the Google Business Profile, also with the Facebook retargeting campaigns. we just want to make sure if you want to advertise something that you're like, hey, we want to do this. Can we help each other out here? We just don't want to be like, we didn't do that. We delete something. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. So your payment for initial term and account setup will be charged today, which is August 8th. In the non-refundable amount, the $348. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 8th in the amount of just $249. This is a recurring payment. Now, Sabrina, you may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the 877-635-6225 number that I gave you. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to send over, you guys are going to get a couple of emails, so I'm pretty sure the emails are going to go over to, he has access to that, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then I'm going to send over to you a couple text messages. It is just going to say, Elvis, you know, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email that we have on file. That's going to be our terms and conditions page. Once we do send that over, I want you to click that. That's just going to show you our agreement and what we're doing for you. And then there's going to be 2 checkboxes on the bottom. One's just going to for SMSs because in case you don't answer, right, we want to make sure. The other one's just going to say you guys are the card authorization holders. You're just going to type his name in there, his first and last name. And then once you hit submit, you should receive on your screen a username and password. You should receive a text message with those credentials for your login. That's going to be where you're going to be able to track everything going forward with the Google Business Profile and the Facebook retargeting campaigns.
Got it. This is good. I got the text message too.
Okay, perfect. Let me see here. So let me do this. Do you have access to the email address you gave me? Yes, I'm guessing, right?
Which one? Oh, that I gave you? Uncle E, yeah, I do.
Okay, perfect.
What's the call volume? Do you have anything about, like, leads or anything like that?
Yeah, so, I mean, I can't say, like, what the call volume is going to be for you, but I can just see, like, tell you, like, statistics of what people are searching in your area. So, I mean, right now for just, like, plumbers near me in the Henderson area, I just do that for you right now. You've had 2,385 people in the last 30 days who have searched that. So that's where we're going to place you, is in front of those people, so those calls can call you directly once they find you right there. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect.
Sorry, he wants an example of the statistics and I missed that number because I'm
no worries. It was 2,384 people who have searched plumbers near me just in Henderson alone. So that's where you would be placed once you guys have that programming and the Google Business Profile set. That's where you guys would be placed. Now, we're going to target those specific areas that you told me. So Henderson, Blue Diamond, Las Vegas, and then Boulder City as well. So we'll be able to get you in front of more
Summerlin,
people.
Like North Las Vegas.
Oh, Summerlin too? Okay.
Yeah. The entirety of Las Vegas.
And then the outskirts?
Like as a whole. Not really. North Las Vegas, South Las Vegas, East, West, Summerlin, South Summerlin, Boulder City, Henderson, Spring Valley. Yeah.
Okay. Spring Valley. Okay. Perfect. I'm going to send this over to my tech team. Also, too, when we do the onboarding call later on today, my tech team is going to ask you to. They're going to verify, hey, this is where you guys want to be found in. And then you can say, yes, and I'd like to, you know, target these specific cities or zip codes as well, too. Okay.
Okay. Perfect.
Okay.
Yeah, perfect. I have them.
Okay. Awesome. And then let me see. I'm going to send over to you the onboarding call. And then are you able to sign that terms and agreements there?
Yeah. Is it through the text message or is it through email?
It's going to be through text message. So the text message is going to read, Elvis, thanks for choosing Local Splash, because it's pulling it from his card. So it's that text message right there, and it'll have a link in there as well.
Okay, I see the link.
Okay. And then once you're done with that, you should have an email in your inbox for, 1 sec, for today.
Okay, I see the inbox. There's 3 emails.
There's 3 emails, and then you'll receive another one from, like, a Google Calendar. That's going to have you guys, myself, and my tech team CC'd on there. That's going to be the onboarding call.
Gotcha. That hasn't come through yet, but I got, like, 3 of them.
Okay. So it should come in shortly. I just sent it over, okay. So it's over the sound waves right now. Okay, perfect. Let me see here. Okay. And then were you able to get the TNC signed so then that way you can get to your login page there?
How do I do that? Sorry.
Okay, no worries. So, actually, it says, Elvis and Sabrina, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice. This is going to be through text message. So it sent it to the 516.
Oh, I need my email. Okay.
Six. I know. I'm sorry. We've sent you a lot of things. I don't mean to bombard you either or stress you out here. We just want to make sure we have all that information for you.
No, got you. I'm not in the headspace. Okay, so I clicked on, okay, so. Here are the credentials. I got the dashboard. I got that email. You can log
okay.
in. So you need me to log in, right?
So go to the other one in your text messages. It'll say Elvis and Sabrina. Yeah, we sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. And then it'll say please click here. And the link will say my.localsplash.com/terms.
Yeah.
Click that one.
Yeah, it's like loading.
Okay.
Okay, cool. All right, got it. I agree. I certify. Should I put his phone number or mine? Well, probably mine because I'm
right. Yeah, I mean, if you're going to be the one that's going to be handling this, I would just have yours there.
Okay, so
yeah.
Okay, and then the username.
The username is going to be your phone number.
Phone number?
Nope.
Mm-hmm.
And then the password is going to be right next to that.
Funny password.
I know, right?
Say random. Okay, there we go.
Okay, so it should say we're working on your account. Please check back in a couple of days. There's really nothing in there to check yet. So once we do the onboarding call, we're going to be able to start trickling everything in from there. And then you're going to be able to track everything from the Google Business Profile and the Facebook retargeting campaigns as well. Okay?
Perfect. And that's less work for me. I'm really happy about this.
Yes. Awesome.
That's where I'm at.
Perfect.
I take the screenshot and the username and text it to him, but I texted it to your text message.
Oh, you texted it back to me.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome.
So
So now, we have it twice. No worries.
Yeah.
So awesome.
We're all both on the same page.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. So I have everything set here. What I'm going to do is I'm going to start working on your account. That way, when we call you here in a couple of hours, we're going to be able to just be rocking and rolling with you guys, and we're going to get started right away. Okay.
Yes. Thank you. Appreciate
Perfect.
It.
No problem, Sabrina. I'll talk to you in a couple hours here. Okay.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
All right. No problem. Bye-bye.